I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
All things just keep getting better. Hey, everybody. Happy Pride. It's Andy. Tonight we've got one of the gayest shows we've ever done, and that is saying something. It's the cast of Queer Eye, the new Netflix version. See you in the clubhouse.
All things just keep getting better. It's Watch What Happens Live with the cast of Queer Eye now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse celebrating Pride Weekend in New York City with what might be the gayest show in Watch What Happens Live history, which is really saying something. Speaking of Pride, one of my proudest moments in my career was working on the original award-winning Queer Eye for the Straight Guy right here on Bravo. When I heard there was a reboot in the works, I wondered if it would be possible to recapture the magic of the first Fab Five. These guys are knocking it out of the park. Nobody can shut up about it. From Queer Eye on Netflix, please welcome Anthony Porofsky, Karamo Brown, Jonathan Van Ness, Sam Frantz, and Bobby Burke. Great to see you all. Great to see you. And also here to celebrate Pride, striking a pose over at the bar, it's Alex, Tati, and Precious. My house on right on Viceland, and more from you a little bit. Great to see you. Happy Pride. Let's get started. Bobby was assessing the clubhouse before we went on tonight, and he said it looks like an Applebee's in here. Now, we love Applebee's, but I can't decide if you were shading the clubhouse or not,
shading
Bobby.
The clubhouse.
I knew as a good Midwestern boy, you'd get that.
Yes.
No, it was a joke.
Yes.
I worked there for 3 years.
You worked there for three years? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Spirit. Yeah.
Flair.
Right. Yeah. Spirit.
Drank a lot of spirit.
Before we get to your questions for the Queer Eye guys, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, when Jonathan Van Ness gives a grooming makeover, there's never a dry split end or a dry eye in the house. But can we make him cry with hairdos that don't do it for him? Jonathan, I'm going to show you some real housewife hair. Tell us if you think it's Van Ness or a Van Mess. Okay, starting with Dorit's array of bobby pins at the reunion.
I love a BBP. I've always loved a BBP. I think she finds
that
all the
visible bobby pin. Okay.
And she finds all the ones I lose. And I love that she, you know, finds a place for them to live. But I honestly, I think it's a great exception.
What about Sheree's platinum moment?
No.
I think you just...
Honey,
no.
I would much rather... Don't ever... Excuse me, whose name is my name and what's your guys' name?
Oh,
I have to just say, for her, I have to say, honey, I love that she put a little wig on her, honey. She didn't ruin her own hair, honey. If you're going to go platinum, take a wig to it, because then at least her natural hair is okay.
How about Monique's bubble braid? Monique's bubble braid.
Love.
Okay, what about Ramona's mismatched extensions?
Oh, Ramona.
I don't flip that one.
This
you
is
go
like...
positive spin.
Problematic.
Exactly.
Okay, what about Rinna's helmet of curls at the reunion? It was a little,
You know what I have to say? I love it that she's adventurous and she tried something new, honey.
Curly top. Okay, what about Nene's curled high side pony?
Oh, no.
Yes.
I love.
Wow. Yes. What about Bethany's murder mystery dinner look with
honey,
the
honey, give me a diadem all day long. I love it.
Okay, last up, Erica's pink wig moment in Tokyo.
I gotta say, this is the only one. I am so accustomed to her with her normal head full of extensions, and I love that. And I think I just miss what we normally do. But Erica, girl, I love you and killing it.
Thank you very much. So Tan France wants to help people get into their own pants, but if he doesn't like your look, look out. Tan, let's go through some outfits worn by Bravo celebrities. Tell me Bravo or hell no. What about Sheree's prison photo shoot ensemble?
Hell no.
Okay.
Sorry.
What about Erica's old Hollywood glam?
Bravo. Okay. She looks wicked.
Yeah. Carol's oblong keyhole top fur coat and newsboy cap.
Okay, I've got to say, I have no idea who you are, but no. That's
hideous. Porsche's Queen for a Day reunion moment.
Whoa. She looks like she's going to the Met Gala. Okay. Like, just a few weeks late. I like that.
Okay, what about Dorinda's Mob Wives look?
You have that.
That's a shirt.
You have that shirt.
So it's a bravo to the shirt and a hell no to the hair.
Giselle's leopard blazer and black ripped jeans.
Living for the I would wear that.
Okay. Sonia's bold fur jacket and hat combo.
Hell no.
Okay, Robin's floral accented top, large hoops, and turban.
Hell no.
Okay, Tinsley's wedding dress.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you didn't actually get married in that. That's...
Okay. Kenya's naughty schoolgirl look.
Did she get married in that?
Yes. No, she didn't get married in that.
Okay.
Kenya's naughty schoolgirl look.
Tandy. I love a naughty schoolgirl look.
Okay, last up, LVP's plunging metallic gold dress.
Love, thank you very much.
Second... The visual transformations the Queer Eye subjects undergo are amazing, but it's the interchanges that always get me the feels. And I know a few guys who could maybe use a little of these guys' guidance on all things. Here's what, it's time for Queer Eye for the Bravo guy, Bobby and Karamo. Since you two are big Bravo fans, I'm going to give you both some bullet points on some Bravo guys whose lives could use a literal or spiritual pomade. Give each of them a little constructive feedback if you have it. Craig Conover from Southern Charm, a part-time pillow maker. He loves bright fashions, BFFs with his former cat.
Yes.
Any advice for him?
What is his full-time job if he's only a part-time pillow maker?
I think you just nailed it.
I know, that's exactly what I was going to say. He needs to figure out what he's doing with his life and his career.
Okay, John Medesian, Dorinda's boyfriend. He's a dry cleaner to the stars, party animal.
He looks like a party animal.
Yeah, it's figuring out why at your age do you still feel like you have to party so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Tom Ford,
What about Jax from Vanderpump Rules?
Oh my gosh. Jax needs to stop sleeping with all the women. He needs to clean up his act.
How sexy he is.
But no, he sleeps with everyone.
Every single body.
No, he does everyone.
No, because when you're hurting that many women, what are you trying to cover up? The hurt inside of yourself.
Oh. You know, the culture guy used to be the throwaway a little bit. No offense to Jay Rodriguez.
Not this time, bro.
By the way, I love Jay Rodriguez, and he was great on the show. Joe Giudice.
Joe needs to find some inner peace.
Okay, find inner peace. What about Shep from Southern Charm, Karamo?
I don't even know where to start with him right now.
What about the beige pair?
Yeah, okay.
He just grew it for the reunion.
Did he?
Yes.
He's looking so buttish.
What about Ken Todd, Bob? Any advice for Ken, Lisa Vanderpump?
Is that Lisa's husband?
Yeah, Lisa's husband.
I think he just needs to keep carrying that little puppy just like he's doing. He's doing great.
Thank you very much, guys.
Finally, while the rest of the guys are making someone look like a sexy snack, Anthony is there to show them how to make a sexy snack. But here's what, can Anthony tell the difference between food and that other F word? Let's find out with food coma or total bona. Anthony, I'm going to play you an audio snippet. Tell me if you think it's someone eating a little food, someone eating in a little food porn, or if it's someone having sex in some regular porn. Listen
up. I've seen a lot of porn, yes. So I should be good.
Okay, listen up. Is it
food?
Okay, let's reveal. Yes, it's Nini with food. Okay, listen here.
That's you.
That's you.
That's
food.
You making
the
way. Yeah,
that's
food.
So
then
it's porn. No,
is it
food?
It's the Incredibulge 2. That's porn. Okay.
You tricked me. Sabotage.
Okay, what about this?
Oh, God.
Food.
No, that's food.
Oh, God. It's going to be porn.
Oh, let's listen.
Food.
Let's see.
Oh, God.
It's Lisa Rinna eating sushi in Tokyo. Okay, what about this?
That's Jonathan.
That sounds like Bobby. That's like Bobby when the temperature's too high.
Is it one of the bad five?
It's food.
Yes, it's Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's listen to another one. Okay, one more.
That's porn.
That's some kind of porn. Something's
it's
happening.
It's Ocean's 8 inches.
Yes, it is.
Okay, one more.
Can I see that?
It's just food.
It's Ready Player One. Okay, want to roll some calls. Betsy from Virginia, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. So excited to be talking to you guys.
Happy Pride. What's your question?
My question for all the guys. I was wondering what everyone's reaction was to Anthony's thirsty underwear ad.
Oh, what was your reaction to Anthony's thirsty underwear ad?
We all loved it.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. But none of us were surprised. He's quietly always been our thirst trap. Lover.
Are you getting laid like crazy now that the show is out?
Yeah,
I do. Okay. Are doing
yeah, you do. Are you single?
No.
No. Oh. Okay. Are you open?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's right.
Let's go to Ashley from Florida. Hey, Ashley, what's your question?
Quickly, I just have to say that this is probably the most fabulous Kiki I will ever have the pleasure of being involved in. And my question is for all you fine, fabulous men. If you could make over one of the Fab Five, who would it be and what would you do?
One of these Fab Five or the original?
These Fab Five.
Who would you guys make over of each other?
Controversial.
Quel controverse.
Jonathan lost a couple inches from his hair, which I think.
Yeah.
I think it looks great.
I asked him to get a haircut to cut his hair. Yeah, he told me no.
No one ever notices when I get my hair trimmed, so thank you. No one ever notices.
It was the first thing I know. Oh, my God. And like, I think, by the way, I think it made you even more handsome.
Aww.
Let's go to Cookie from Houston. Hey, Cookie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of yours, and Fab Five, I love y'all, and thank y'all for making such an important impact on my life and so many others. But my question is for Jonathan. Oh, thank y'all. Jonathan, my question is for you. So as the hair guru, what are your thoughts on manscaping and waxing for guys?
Thoughts on manscaping and waxing.
So actually, I have a... I'm really into, I love body hair. I very much like body hair. But I think if you have a lot of body hair, it's really not the time to get into a lot of shaving and waxing because men's skin gets really prone to breakouts and ingrowns. And I'd much rather see a little bit of natural body hair than like a body full of ingrown hair. So if you have to do it, it's like really exfoliate, take the proper precautions so that you like don't get, because I went through this waxing phase, honey, and it just looked like I had like chicken pox for like a year.
Karamo, you recently met with Karen Pence.
I met with her chief of staff at the White House.
Oh, yes, I thought you met with Karen.
No, I met with her chief of staff, yeah.
And were you able, what was, how, why?
We went there, we went there to talk about arts and art therapy and art therapy funding.
Okay.
And literally, it was just an opportunity for me to bring up being gay, and I used to work with LGBT youth as a social worker, and I wanted to talk about the impact, you know?
That's great.
You got to just try
and
to
did
get
you,
there.
Did you feel like Karen Pence's chief of staff, like, heard where you were coming from? Are you connected?
I believe that they listened. I believe that this whole administration has been very ignorant and is doing a lot of things to damage our country. But I still have to try to reach out and try to do the work that I can.
And I don't think it's so amazing about him for this. No, it really is. Because, like, I think we all know that I was struggled a little bit with it at the beginning when I first read this. But for me, what I've come to is, it's like, it's not so much about him, like, you talking to him. It's that changes the perception of the right, like, the extreme right's idea of the left, in the sense that we can come and have a conversation. Yep. Like, yeah, we are all these, like, irate people. So, like, that's really what I got out of that. And good for you.
That's what I've done.
Let's go to Jacob from New York. Hey, Jacob, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony, what do you say to your haters that think all you know how to cook is an avocado?
Oh, who said I don't know how to cook?
Well, Vulture is, like, on top of you. They've been ragging on you. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, go look at my Instagram. Like, just get, like, it's whatever. With a lot of attention, say the positive is going to come negative.
Yes.
I know
everyone's
how I can
hate
cook.
On someone, honey.
Everyone's got to hate
and
on someone.
Wait, let me add to that. It's a 47-minute show. This person that we're helping is starting from zero. You don't go from zero to 100. That makes no sense. You go up to 10, and then 20, and then 30. It makes no sense to cook boeuf bourguignon if you don't know how to make toast.
Great reference.
Yes.
Tina K wants to know, who of all you guys do you think gets their DM slid into the most?
I get the least. I know I get the least.
It's usually us.
That's why I would. That's why I would.
And do you two respond?
No, I'm recently engaged, so I don't respond.
I'm not an engager.
All right, it's game time, everybody. It's easy to see the Queer Eye guys have bonded like only five gay men driving around the backwoods of Georgia could. They are 100% ride or die for each other, unless, what if we turned out all the lights for a little dish in the dark? Oh. Guys, I'm going to ask you some questions about the group, but we're going to do it in the dark, so your answers will pretty much be anonymous. All you have to do is shine your flashlight on the Queer Eye guy to whom it most applies, okay? Okay, so turn off the lights, Rocco. All right. Okay, so shine your flashlight on who it most applies, okay? Who is the biggest flirt of the five of you?
Okay, is this on me or Jonathan?
It's on you.
It's on JVN.
It's on me?
It's on you.
Who gets the most lit when you go out? Jonathan!
It's on me?
These two.
Who has the highest freak number?
What's that? What
freak
that
in the
like
sheets.
Freak in the sheets.
Oh my God, Jonathan, for sure.
Is this a Jonathan show?
Who has the best butt of all of you? Oh, Tan! And Kamau!
Are you kidding? That was me.
Kamau's putting him on himself.
I worked that all so hard.
And mine is natural, all right?
Sweetie. Okay, last up, who is the biggest pot stirrer?
Oh,
pot smoker?
Let me ask you this. Who has changed the most since you guys became famous?
Who's changed the most? I kind of think we're the same.
I think we're the same.
I do.
Okay, not everyone agrees. Karamo is a big Housewives fan, and he has assigned Housewives to all of his co-stars.
Ooh, so I have.
Who would each of them be?
So, Anthony is Cynthia Bailey. Jonathan,
why?
Because she's super beautiful, and she's also kind of sort of a peacemaker and really doesn't get involved in the drama.
Okay.
You are Erica Jane because she is wild, she's passionate, but she's also super, super smart. Tan is Lisa Vanderpump because he's very royal and regal, but also, like, he knows a lot of information, and even when you don't want to hear his opinion, he's going to tell you. This one over here is the Countess, Bobby. All the way. He sings like the Countess. I like the Countess song. Did no one else like the Countess song? Because I liked it.
Money don't lie.
Yes. Anyway, and then I would say that I'm Kenya Moore because I love her.
Yeah, you do.
I do love Kenya Moore.
Kenya from America's Next Top Model. They don't have the same name, but I wonder, like, where she is and what she's doing, right?
She's an actress from Atlanta.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
By the way, Bobby, say why you think Anthony has changed the most since he got famous.
I think because he's gotten a lot more confidence. In the very beginning, he was kind of quiet, almost like he didn't feel like he was supposed to be there.
That's very true.
and now I don't feel that. Like, he's very confident in his craft. He's confident in who he is, and I love seeing that now.
Oh, well, that's very sweet. On that note, it's time for my muscle of the day. It goes to Alex, Tati, and Precious because they're about to help us close out our Pride night by showing us what they do. Come on, Vogue!
Here we go. Here we go. Everybody want to know what happens live. What happens live. What happens live. Everybody want to know what happens live. Get them girls a show. Yes. Everybody want to know what happens live. What happens live. What happens live. I put the star in it. Black and brown. Girl, get me some groove. Yes. Ooh, that was cool. Now, cat, get it out. Ah, what's going on in the good aisle? What's going on when it happens live? What happens when it's live?
From Queer Eye, Anthony Caramo, Jonathan Dan, and Bobby. Season 2 is on Netflix now. Behind the bar, it's Alex, Tati, and Precious in my house on Viceland now. Happy Pride, everybody. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, yeah. My name is Stefan. I'm calling from Phoenix.
Hey, Stefan, what's your question?
Yeah, so before I just wanted to say, I was watching with my friends at home this weekend, face masks and all. Bobby liked my Instagram post, so of course I screeched like a banshee, so thank you for that. but, Caramo, my question is for you.
Yes.
So, now that you're engaged, would you let the Queer Eye cameras follow you and your fiancé for a wedding special? And which Fab Five member would you trust with your bachelor party?
Oh, simple. So yes, I would definitely let the cameras follow me for my
that's the hope.
My man.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Or someone else. I've been open about like I've been on reality TV since I was 23, so it's fine. I would do whatever.
And then
I was on The Real World. Yes. So I'm open. My life is an open book. There's nothing to hide here. And the person who would plan my bachelor party would be this one right here.
Wow.
Because he is the only one who can hang with me until 6 o'clock in the morning and get up for work, drinking and having a good time. But also, he's so organized and anal that I know that every detail is going to be perfect.
I'm very anal.
Wow.
Are you a top or a bottom?
He just told you.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. This is Kathy. I'm from California. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. My question is for the whole cast.
Okay.
Have any of you talked to Tom and Abby or AJ and Andre since they got married?
Yeah, all of them.
Tom texts a lot. Best gift we ever gave him was a smartphone.
Yeah. But we just saw Dre and AJ at FYSE, this cute little thing we did in LA a few weeks ago. They're married. Mm-hmm. They're so happy.
That's great.
And they're so sweet and so happy. And we're all really happy for Abby and Tom, too. Although, may I just say, everyone watching, I love that these relationships happen and these marriages are flourishing, but honey, you are enough. You do not need a romantic love to make yourself happy, honey. So you're enough. We love you.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, my name is Lindsay from Charleston, and my question for Can.
Okay.
Okay, so like since you become best friends with Pete Davidson, what was your reaction when he proposed to Ariana Grande, and have you helped him pick out clothes to wear for her?
I'm
very, very happy for them. Like, I couldn't be more happy. I think if anybody finds love, that's amazing. I will always support that. And I just went shopping with him a couple of days ago, so yes.
Wow. I mean, so they got engaged after, like, a month?
Let me say this. I told my husband 5 days into it that I would marry him. He said the same, and we're together 10 years later. So who knows?
But there
also,
you go.
It's like, but also, it's like if Pete and Ariana want to stay like the exact same day, or the day that they started dating to the day that's their business.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
So
no, but it's mine.
Too. I know. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not right.
I felt like it was too. So we all know them and they're sweet. And I texted him immediately and was like, "Hey, did you get engaged? Oh my gosh, congratulations! I want to send a gift." But I was really being nosy and he didn't text me back. So I really have no details. So yeah, I felt like it was my information too, and I don't have it.
Sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
How long have you been with your fella?
7 years.
Oh wow! And what? And how is? But this has to be kind of a challenge for the relationship. I mean, you're now famous, and you're doing underwear ads. I mean, like, that has to be a lot for your boyfriend.
I mean, he's an introvert, so he loves, like, pop culture and all of that, but he doesn't feel like he needs to be part of it, which is kind of really nice, so there's nothing competitive. There's no competitive nature there.
Right.
And he's also like, super supportive.
Really hot, so he's good.
Right. back to the phones.
Yeah, call. That fixes everything.
It does. He's really hot. He's confident.
Last call of the night, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Kendall from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I love you so much and everything that is Bravo.
Thank you so much, Kendall. What's your question for the Fab Five?
I have a question for Bobby. Do you regret at all not going into Tammy's church in the premiere episode? And how did you approach transforming that community center?
That was deep. No, I don't regret not going in there. I think everybody needs to know where to draw the line for their own mental health, and going into that church would have made a whole different episode. I probably wouldn't have been the part of the rest of it. So no, I don't regret it at all. And I approached going into that church and working on the community center and, you know, hoping that we would humanize gays for that community and that the church wouldn't preach the hate that I grew up with in church.
Wow, that's nice. That's good. What is your guys' relationship with the original Fab Five?
I was out with Tom and Cromo, and I were out with Tom and Carson last night.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
I was Ted Allen's assistant for 2 years, actually.
Amazing.
I talked to Kyan quite a bit. Whenever I'm like, did something like this ever happen? And like, what would you do? And like, he gets like a month or like every other month, like extremely nervous phone calls for me.
And they really weirdly look alike too, if you like superimposer phone. They're like part of the same species.
Yeah. And Jay is always out in LA and
we're meant to be meeting up at some point this weekend.
But why is it when you talk about me and Kyan looking alike?
I love that.
I know, but like, but then like when you say it funny, like you guys are the same species, you get this like extra smile that's like I made it funny. You're the same species.
Because I did.
So what advice did they give you guys about becoming famous super quick? Because that was a challenge.
Just focus on the work. Yeah. Like, just focus on the work, like, right in front of you. Like, don't focus on, like, that was Carson's biggest advice, which I think was really smart. Like, don't read the silly stuff. Like, just, like, really focus on, like, the job at hand, which even, like, if we're not filming, we have, like, there's a lot of different jobs at hand, like, whether it's, like, this post or that thing or whatever we're doing or a podcast or whatever. So there's enough to focus on like right now, and I think that keeps us grounded. Yeah. Or at least me.
And to enjoy the moment, to soak it all in, not to just let it fly by.
Jay didn't really give me any advice. We approached the culture category different ways. He was more in the arts. I'm a psychotherapist, so I fix the inside. So our approaches are different, so I'd go more for what Carson said, just have fun.
Yeah.
Ted and I can both be a little bit more on the quiet side, like extroverted introverts, and he was like, don't worry, just have faith that you're going to be heard.
Oh.
I want to thank Anthony Caramo, Jonathan Tan, and Bobby. Queer Eye 2, Queer Eye Season 2 is on Netflix. Thanks, Alex, Tati, and Precious. Everybody check out My House on Viceland. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.